Investment Flash.
Buddy, the rotation isn't just a headline. It's rippling from athleisure to oil contracts, and the fundamentals are actually showing up. We're breaking it all down today.
It's the Investment Flash Weekend Edition for July 5th, 2026. I'm Marie with Tom and Gerald. We've got a packed show. Rotation, oil, EV batteries, and a pair trade you'll want to hear about.
TTIG dropped 55 top picks for the second half. On Holding, Palo Alto, Capital One, and the bet is simple. The broadening rally away from megacap CAC is real, and it's only getting started.
I love how analysts can look at a stock and give it a range from 26 to 90% upside. That's not a price target. That's a roulette wheel.
I mean, he's not wrong.
But look, the S&P 500 Equal Weight Index has been outperforming cap weight for 3 weeks. That's not a fluke. Money is moving.
And On Holding, the sneaker brand, rallied 3.6% last session, still 33% below its 52-week high. The upside BTIG sees is massive.
Right. And Tom, yesterday you were telling us to sell software, and today BTIG is pitching a cybersecurity stock. So which is it?
Fair enough, but cybersecurity is a totally different beast, buddy. Palo Alto's up 14% just this week on mid-teens revenue growth. This isn't your average software sell-off.
But a $380 target with only 9% upside after a 14% weekly move. That's late to the party. You're paying for momentum, not value.
Hold on. The financials pick. Capital One trades at 8.4 times forward earnings. That's a value play with a 26% upside call. That's where the rotation has substance.
True, but BTIG calls expense concerns overblown. If rates stay elevated, those concerns might be very real. So it's a bet on rates not going higher.
And the rotation is global. Germany's ETF jumped 2.7% last session, 4.1% this week, and it's within 5% of its 52-week high. Policy hopes are driving animal spirits.
Yeah, look, Germany's been a value trap for years. But if Berlin actually opens the fiscal taps, all right, I'm listening.
Wait, the upcoming data is on the cumulative impact of the Iran war. That might not be a growth story. That's a damage report. And let's not ignore the crowd. South Korea's ETF is up 76% year to date. Germany's is practically at its high. This rotation trade is more crowded than a Tokyo train.
But the rotation isn't just hope. CME Group is launching a 10-barrel oil contract for retail traders. The stock's up 7% this week, tapping into the oil frenzy from the Iran conflict.
A 10-barrel contract. So now we can all panic buy crude from our phones during a Strait of Hormuz crisis. What could possibly go wrong?
No, but this ties directly to the Hormuz risk. Satellite data shows vessels making abrupt U-turns. That's a physical supply chokehold, not just a meme retail trade.
Exactly. The oil ETF is still down 33% from its high. If that risk spikes, this is a tactical entry. Plus, you're hedged against any supply disruption.
Or oil's already at $104. If it breaks $110 on a real blockade, rate cuts are off the table. That undercuts the whole rotation into financials and clean energy.
See, this is what I mean. The missing story today is the dollar and rates. With oil creeping and geopolitical tensions simmering, inflation fears should be front and center. The silence is deafening.
But fundamentals are backing the rotation. EV batteries are lasting way longer than expected, hundreds of thousands of miles. That's a structural boost for EV adoption, not a flash in the pan.
Tom, you said that about EV demand last quarter, and Tesla's down 10% year to date. The market doesn't care about battery life when rates are high.
Buddy, the point is that durability fears are fading. That's a long-term demand driver. Tesla may be down, but it's an entry if that narrative gains traction. And the lithium ETF is up 15.5% this year. The market is noticing.
Right, and the lithium play is concrete. It's still 17% below its high, so there's recovery room. It's a way to play the EV story without betting on Tesla's multiple.
All right, the EV battery story has some backbone, but the clean energy sector, that's another story. Power purchase agreement prices are set to soar because AI demand is colliding with subsidy phase-outs.
Buy the solar ETF, down 26% from its high. If clean power prices jump, these developers print money. That's a recovery play with a real supply-demand squeeze.
But hold on. The subsidy phase-out is a policy shift. If rates stay high, clean energy financing costs spike. So it's not pure upside. It's a race between higher prices and higher costs.
So the clean energy trade is a bet that tech giants will pay any price for green power to run their AI data centers. I've heard that kind of cost insensitivity before. It rarely ends well.
Gerald, you'd short the sun if you could.
Only if its PE ratio was above 20.
All right, let's shift. Sony is phasing out disk drives. That's a structural shift to digital sales, higher margins, and it reinforces the ecosystem. Smart.
And the flip side? GameStop. Sell. A physical retailer in a diskless world. It's a melting ice cube.
Sony's still 32% below its high, though. That's not a growth engine until the margin pickup proves out. It could be a value trap.
But digital distribution ties users into the PlayStation ecosystem and drops manufacturing costs. That's a moat extension, Gerald, not a trap.
Exactly.
Fair enough.
Now, here's a brutal one. Crypto. $100 billion in illicit flows last year? That's not a black eye. That's a whole body cast.
Ha, that's brumal.
A whole body cast indeed. The regulatory crackdown will be severe.
But the crypto industry ETF is up 12% year to date. It's been resilient despite the headlines. Institutional adoption is still growing, and some argue that bad actors are a minority. So, is a full sell-off really justified?
Resilience only lasts until regulators drop the hammer. With $100 billion in sanction evasion, the case for oversight is overwhelming. The ETF's down 2.5% last session. That's the pressure showing.
And this sets up the cleanest pair trade of the day. Long clean energy, short crypto. It isolates the policy divergence without taking a broad market bet.
Buy the solar or clean energy ETF, short the crypto industry ETF. You're betting on the physical economy winning over the unregulated Wild West.
That's a sharp second order play. I'll give credit to the team for that one.
Nailed it.
And in mergers and acquisitions news, Uber is stalling its European expansion to chase Delivery Hero. That's a consolidation play. Deal-making is back, baby.
But Uber's down 2.3% this week, and Delivery Hero's already up nearly 3%. The deal premium might be priced in, and integration risk is real.
So maybe a small position in Delivery Hero on the takeover premium, but Uber is a hold until we see the terms.
But the trend matters. Mergers and acquisitions activity supports the risk on rotation. It's another signal that corporations are betting on growth.
Oh, it's a sign of desperation. Organic growth stalling, so they buy growth. Not exactly a bullish signal.
Always the optimist, Gerald.
Let's get back to the most original take, the Hormuz chokehold. Fewer ships, abrupt U-turns. That's not Tehran making a statement. It's them reasserting control without firing a shot.
And if this escalates, forget rotation. It's a dash for safety. Bonds, dollar, gold. Oil at $104 might not be pricing a full disruption. We saw this pattern in 2022.
But the oil ETF gives you a cheap hedge. If nothing happens, you lose a little. If something does, it's a lifesaver. For a tactical trader, that's a no-brainer.
And it's not just oil. It's the inflation pass-through. The press is silent on rates. But if crude spikes, the Fed could delay cuts. That's the second-order risk this market is missing.
So, the bottom line, the rotation has legs, but you've got to hedge the tail risks. Oil, maybe some bonds, and definitely keep an eye on the dollar, which isn't getting enough attention today.
Exactly. We're long clean energy, short crypto, buying select rotation names like Capital One and Germany, and keeping a tactical oil head. It's a broad but balanced play.
As always, none of this is investment advice. If you're just finding us, hit follow on Spotify or check investmentflash.com for the full digest with charts and sources.
We're back Monday at 7:30 a.m. London time. Have a great rest of the weekend.